Hello, everyone, and welcome to Zero Year. This is where I finally read comics about my favorite comic book superhero. Kind of funny how that works out. And his name is Batman. I've been a huge Batman fan my entire life, and I remember getting my first toy at this giveaway, and it was a George Clooney Batman toy with the Batmobile, and it was absolutely amazing. And you know, come to think of it, I've seen all these Batman films, but I haven't even come close to diving into the comics. So today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about the Batman. We should be in and out, no problem, me by myself, pretty fast. And then I'm going to map out what I'm going to be doing after this, which is going to include The Long Halloween, Batman Ego, Year One, and probably Hush, because there's some Hush inspiration about this film that I've heard of. So to get this started, you can follow me at Zero Year Pod for questions or comments or just to interact with me. Okay, I'm a huge Batman fan. I like DC, but I figured I would take the genre and just kind of niche it down to a character because Batman is the character I care most about. You can send questions my way. I have no problem answering any questions on the show, and I do have one. I didn't really ask for one, but I might as well get to this first question. So this first question is from that guy, Garrick. He asked, if you could use one of Batman's gadgets and skills, which one would you pick? Well, Garrick, as soon as you asked that, I felt like that was a pretty easy one to answer. I would use his contact lenses from this film, The Batman, because man, you could just put those in a computer and be able to relive everything and never forget anything. And I feel like that's a shitty factor of growing up. You tend to forget stuff that's really cool. And also, one of the skills I would use, I feel like this is a cop-out, but being a billionaire. I feel like you can do a lot of good with being a billionaire. And also, you could buy a really big house and fill the house with comic books. So that is the gadget, and that is the skill. So without further ado, let's just dive into this movie, The Batman. This movie is directed by Matt Reeves. If you don't know him, he did Rise of the Dawn. No, I always get these confused. I think he did Rise of the Planet of the Apes and War of the Planet of the Apes. Two phenomenal films. Those are slow burns. They're very reminiscent of this one, where the actors, specifically Caesar, who's played by Andy Serkis, has to use his eyeballs and his body posture and everything else to basically convey how he's feeling, what his motivations are, and everything else like that. So Matt Reeves was kind of the perfect director for this. Cinematography by Greg Fraser. Some beautiful stuff in this film. Music by, I hope I don't mess this up, Michael Giacchino. I know, like, you could say Giacchino, but Michael Giacchino. Starring Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Paul Dano, Jeffrey Wright, Andy Serkis, and John Turturro. So far, I think so far this has grossed $450 million, and it's only dropped, I think, 50%. And its second weekend, which is actually really good. The ratings thus far, IMDb, you got an 84%. Metacritic, you got a 72. And Rotten Tomato, you have an 85 for critic and 89 for audience. So you're seeing a pretty good Batman film. And this is a 2-hour, 56-minute film that's a slow noir film that has action, but it's action in spurts. So, you know, this is some impressive stuff. So before I get started about my feelings about the movie, I felt like I should do some background for people that don't know. This was an abandoned Ben Affleck project. Ben Affleck had the script written, and he was supposed to star in the movie, and at one point he was going to direct the movie. And eventually he said, listen, I don't want to direct this. A lot of stuff was going on with WB. Some controversy, you might not have heard about it. You might have heard about it with Jeff Johns and the executives and how they handled Justice League. And they asked Matt Reeves if he wanted to do the Ben Affleck project. And he said no. He wanted to do a Batman movie, if he were to do one, in his own universe, to where it was a noir film, something we'd really never seen from the Caped Crusader, excuse me. And he did not want to be a part of the DCEU continuity, because he did not feel like he was the director to deliver. So He told WB that. WB wanted him anyway, and they said, listen, pitch us your idea. He pitched it, they loved it, and they went with it, which is crazy. They went with it. And since then, Matt Reeves has been putting together the pieces for this Batman film. And also with this Batman film, you have a Penguin HBO Max spinoff show and an Arkham Asylum spinoff show, which were supposed to be a Gotham PD year one show. If you hear a child making noise in the background, that's my apologies. My toddler tends to go crazy. So I mentioned it was 3 hours long. Does it feel like it's 3 hours? I've watched this three separate times, one in XD, one in IMAX, so one in a regular Shulman's theater, and it felt like 3 hours in parts, and more specifically, it's the Catwoman parts, and that's because you had to get the background origin of the Catwoman and Selina Kyle, and they're delved into through exposition, which is unfortunate for most part of it, but she still kills it regardless. But those are the slow parts. It's when things with Falcone and the Rat, El Rata, and the Riddler kind of come to fruition, which are the high points. But the way Matt Reeves is able to intersect Selina Kyle with Falcone, because that's her father, with the Riddler is pretty seamless. So even though it feels a little bit bogged down right in that part, the whole story kind of comes together right at the end. And right when you think it's going to slow down, there's the bat signal. So I don't feel like this is a 3 hour long movie, but I do feel like there's like 30 minutes that feels longer than it is. Also, the cast, all excellent, absolutely phenomenal cast. Probably the best cast in any Batman movie, really. The only problem I have is Andy Serkis as Alfred. There's not enough of him. Of course, I feel like we're going to get more of him and their relationship. The small tidbits that we got kind of tease the different dynamic with Alfred and Bruce in this movie, which is more or less he's a part of I don't know if it was explicitly said this in the movie, but in the prequel novelization, he was in the Secret Service. He taught Bruce how to fight and everything like that. But there's this tension between them where Bruce, he only cares about his family legacy through Batman, and he doesn't see the other side of it. He doesn't see that the renewal project that the pretty much the mafia have taken over is tarnishing his family's legacy that way. So you see, Bruce only sees one side of the coin and Alfred's that other side. And no matter how much Bruce tries to push against it, it eventually comes to a head. So I'm curious to see in the sequel if they're going to have more of an introspective, I don't even think that's a word, relationship in which he finally puts on this Bruce Wayne facade, because he's very much not Bruce Wayne in this movie. Robert Pattinson says more than any Batman with less. He's very methodical in his movements, his posture when he's Bruce Wayne. He feels small. He feels vulnerable. He can't look people in the eye. He's still that scared boy in the alleyway in which his parents were killed. And when he puts on the Batman suit, he's the tallest individual in the room. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't really have to. And his boots along the ground pretty much command the attention of everyone. And his eyes do all the work. As Bruce, his eyes go down, and as Batman, he's laser focused at everything he sees. Also, the Riddler is great. I really like how he was portrayed as a psychopath and then kind of unfolded as an incel with 500 followers, on his little proxy YouTube site, spreading misinformation online. I really like Paul Dano's performance in the Arkham scene. And Robert Pattinson's when he says Bruce Wayne, and Robert doesn't even look at him the whole time he's saying Bruce Wayne, and it's not until the point he says that's the only one we didn't get that Robert Pattinson flares back up and turns into Batman. And it's the scene revealing that Batman's negligence is what caused all this destruction. So I really like the Riddler, and that scene too is looking in a mirror with Bruce. I've heard a lot of people say that why are the Riddler giving him riddles that he can solve extremely easily, and it's because Bruce and Edward are the same side of a coin. Bruce knows these riddles because, like Edward says, you know, my life was a riddle, you know, and Bruce's is too. So there's a lot of crumbs along the way that kind of shed light that Bruce and Edward throughout this movie are pretty much the same person, and it's not till the end that he leads Gotham out of the darkness that he turns into something else. Also, okay, so next up we're going to talk about the story. I think it's a great story about him becoming Batman rather than him just like adopting the symbol and the public eventually accepting it. The first 10 minutes, the opening of this film, the hard opening of this film, is probably the best opening in any Batman film. You see what the symbol means to the individuals who are breaking the law, but you also see what it means to the people of Gotham. They're terrified, and because they're terrified and because he's able to kind of push his will onto people, everybody's terrified. And of course, he inspires the Riddler and individuals like that to tear apart the city. It's also a story about like normal people seeing things through lenses in other people's eyes. It's like this perception and coming to understand the impact that you're having around the world around you. You know, it's almost like Bruce putting on these contacts. It's like he's not really living life. He's not really doing things. Instead, he's just watching footage of things that Batman has done. So he's disassociated and disconnected from the world. And, you know, it's not until a child touches his arm that he's really able to come to fruition and just look up and see the goodness in himself. So, I mean, that's all I really have to say about this film. There's not much I can say by myself about this film. I don't want to talk about it for an hour and a half. I know there's like a lot of details that can be dove into the like the cinematic presence, the Batmobile, if you're in XD or IMAX, the theater shook, thumb drive, like it's funny in subtle moments. The cat and bat relationship's great. I feel like their chemistry is off the wall. Like their sex drive is just ridiculous. Like Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson is oozing so many hormones off this film that people in my movie theater were whistling every time they were kissing. You know, that's not something I've seen in a lot of movies I've watched in IMAX and things like that. So this so far is my personal favorite Batman movie, and this Batman movie inspired me to kind of do this podcast and read all the things that inspired this and other things, whether that be Batman the New 52 with Scott Snyder, which I have read The Court of Owls. It's pretty much the only like comic I've read, kind of. And I've ordered the omnibuses, so I'm going to get into those. Also, Rebirth, Batman, one-shots and graphic novels, The Dark Knight Returns. But more specifically, this, like I mentioned, this movie was inspired by The Long Halloween, Batman Ego, Year One, and it has some elements of Hush, so much so that it says Hush across the screen. So I think I'm going to get into those four, starting with The Long Halloween first, and I'm going to break these graphic novels down by book and just analyze them and take notes on them and try to have a conversation and a dialogue between you guys. So if you're interested in that, great, let me know. You can follow me again at Zero Year Pod, and I will be putting out content weekly. I don't know if it's bi-weekly. I don't know how many times per week yet. I haven't figured that out. This is just kind of the first episode. So with that being said, stay out of the shadows.